have a story that I want to share with you tonight. It's called The Gold Wrapping Paper. And as much as I would like to tell you who wrote it, I couldn't find out who wrote it. Listen. Once upon a time, there was a man who worked very hard just to keep food on the table for his family. This particular year, a few days before Christmas, he punished his little 5-year-old daughter after learning that she had used up the family's only roll of expensive gold wrapping paper. As money was tight, he became even more upset when on Christmas Eve he saw that the child had used all the expensive gold paper. To decorate one shoebox that she had put under the Christmas tree. He was also concerned about where she had gotten money to buy whatever was inside that shoebox. Nevertheless, the next morning, the little girl, filled with excitement, brought her gift to her father and said, This is for you, Daddy. As he opened the box, the father was a bit embarrassed by his earlier overreaction, now regretting how he had punished her. But when he opened the shoebox, he found that it was empty. And again, his anger flared. "Don't you know, young lady," he said harshly, "when you give someone a present, there's supposed to be something inside the package." The little girl looked up at her dad with sad tears rolling from her eyes. She whispered, "Daddy, it's not empty. I blew kisses into it until it was full." The father was crushed. He fell on his knees and he put his arms around his precious little girl and he begged her to forgive him for his unnecessary anger. An accident took the life of the child only a short time later. It is told that the father kept this little gold box by his bed for all the years of his life. And whenever he was discouraged or faced difficult times, he would open the box, take out an imaginary kiss, and remember the love of this beautiful child who put it there. In a very real sense, each of us has been given an invisible golden box filled with unconditional love and kisses from our children, from family, from friends, and from God. There is no more precious possession anyone could hold. The love that we long for and cherish when it is found comes from God. It's not manufactured in some factory. You can't buy it. It can't be faked. Because the love we need most in our lives is God. Yes, God is love. The Bible tells us so in 1 John 4:8. So we don't know love, we don't experience love if we don't know God. And this little babe, whose birth we remember and celebrate tonight, shows us God and shows us how much God loves us. Even after all these years, since his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus pours out his love on us. If you need a reminder about his amazing love, then open your golden box, your Bible, and read the promises he made to show his love. To say that he would love us, and to tell us that he would always be there for us. And then look into that box, the box of your life, and see the wonders of his love in creation around you. And experience his love as people love on you through words, silence, hugs, and other actions. This is God's love, all for you. Not just at Christmas, but every day, with every single breath you take, during the good times and the bad times of life. There is no more precious gift than this. So come to the manger and know God's love. Amen.